By way of invitation this evening, I'd like you to go back to Acts, the 16th chapter, the example of conversion of the Philippian jailer and his household. While you're turning there, some of you may have saw the post that my daughter posted on Facebook yesterday. She took her test. This is Kaylee. She took her test that is the general certification test, so that if you pass the test, you're certified to teach. And she passed it. And so we were rejoicing with her that she was, she still has to graduate, but she's certified. So that's a big hurdle that she was able to overcome. The days leading up to the test, she was extremely nervous and stressed. While she was taking the test, she was extremely nervous and stressed. There was a girl that sat down right beside her right before she took the test and said, "Is this your first time?" And she said, "Yes." She said, "Well, this is my fourth time. And if I don't pass it this time, I don't get to student teach." And that scared Kaylee. So she was stressed about it. And then when she got the note, you know, the paper that said she passed, then she rejoiced. She was stressed up till the time that she knew she was okay, and then she rejoiced. You see where I'm going with this, don't you? With the jailer and his household, you'll notice in verse 30 to start off with. He was afraid that the prisoners would have escaped because the earthquake, the doors of the jail were open, and he almost committed suicide. But Paul stopped him and said, "We're all here." He said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" In verse 31, they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household." And then they spoke the word of the Lord. Now, they told him to believe, but they didn't tell him what to believe yet. They just told him, "You need to believe." And then they began to teach him what it is that he needed to believe. They spoke the word of the Lord to him and all of his household. And in verse 33, we're told that in the same hour of the night, now I want you to notice the urgency that is indicated by that text. He heard it, and in the same hour of the night, he washed their stripes, and immediately he and all his family were baptized. Same hour of the night, immediately. He and his family were baptized. And then in verse 34, when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them, and he rejoiced, having believed. Having believed in God and all his household. And, of course, there's another parallel that we could look at from Acts the 8th chapter with the Ethiopian eunuch. Remember, he started Philip in his preaching to him, started at the place in Isaiah 53 and began to preach unto him Jesus. And as they went along, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What's keeping me from being baptized?" And that urgency. And Philip's answer was, "If you believe, you may." He said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And they went down into the water straightway, and he baptized them. They came up out of the water. The Spirit caught Philip away, and the eunuch went on his way rejoicing. Urgency until he reached that point where everything was okay, and then rejoicing. And that's what we see in every example of conversion. An individual who is convicted in his heart that he is in sin, he is in danger of losing his soul, he is going to have urgency. He's going to wonder, what is it that I must do in order to be saved? In Acts, the 2nd chapter, the Jews on the day of Pentecost. "Men and brethren, what must we do?" It's urgency. Peter said, "Repent, let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins." But at the point in time when you recognize that you've done what is required, then rejoicing. That burden is lifted because now you're right with God. So all we're asking is, if you're here this evening and you are, as the Jews on the day of Pentecost, as the Ethiopian eunuch, as the Philippian jailer and all of his household, and you're at a point where you're convicted of your sin, then feel a sense of urgency. If you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, don't wait. Repent of your sins. Confess Him as Lord. Be baptized to have your sins washed away. And when that happens and your sins are washed away and you're reconciled with God, then you'll have reason to rejoice, and all of us will rejoice with you. That's the way it works. And in this, we can see that baptism is a part of what an individual must do in response to the gospel in order to be saved, because these individuals did not begin rejoicing until they had done all. And so we see a good lesson to be learned from that. I'm going to offer an invitation at this time. Ask if you have a need to respond to the gospel, you do so tonight, so that you can relax and rejoice. If there is something that is amiss in your life and you are a Christian, you need to make it right. Don't wait. Have that same sense of urgency. Pray to God that He may forgive you of your sins. If you need encouragement, you need assistance, then we'll help you as well. But get it done now so that you can relax and rejoice. We offer that opportunity now. Will you come? Well, together we stand and sing.